Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday morning recap, everybody. We're early. This is the earliest we've ever gone.
This is a disturbingly early.
We've ever gone.
It's called efficiency.
Sure is. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie. You're going to find a different email address from me putting in my own promo code tomorrow because I lost all of the money on yesterday's games. My God, dude.
Wait, what games
got housed? I don't know.
There were games.
There was games. There was a couple. There was one game yesterday. The other one was not a game whatsoever. Which one do you want to start with here? The one with the headless horseman for
yeah, for that's the 49ers. Fine. We'll start with the 49ers Eagles. We'll go in chronological order, I guess. I thought it was honestly, I don't think the 49ers would have been able to win this game under any circumstances. There's like serious problems on that team.
I mean, their quarterback had 100% completion.
Yeah, it sure did. It was four for four.
But there's system where you can put any quarterback in and they can do moderately well. And I think that's what they have. But, you know, it would have been moderately well against an Eagles team that was going to fucking trounce them anyways.
And I mean, you had a 15-year veteran at quarterback come in. That's a luxury right there.
Yeah, a 15-year veteran, two snaps in his career,
I think.
He's
played for 16 different teams.
Veteran is, I believe he played for a team called the Sacramento Cougars or Mountain Lions.
Or some shit. Yeah.
Sure did.
Yeah, but it's sure like did. They – despite the injuries to their quarterbacks on the 49ers side, look, they did the best, I guess, with what they had. The Eagles executed their own game plan perfectly. You and I went back and forth on the Facebook group last night about it. The 49ers this season, 15-0 when they have less than two turnovers. And when they have two turnovers or more, 0 in the world. They've never won a game, right? So that's the secret for them, is protecting the football. And it wasn't just because Purdy was out that they weren't protecting the football. They lost the ball. They made dumb plays, right?
I don't know if they did. I mean, look, I'm looking at it. So the turnover that he had was on that hit. Great hit, clean hit. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with the hit whatsoever. But that was a turnover.
That's mm-hmm. the Eagles game. That's what they were trying to do. They know that they're not going to – well, everybody knows they're not going to come out against the 49ers and rush for 150 yards or throw for 300. This is not going to happen.
It's like the best defense in football.
There's no offense. The Chiefs aren't going to come out there and go that hard against the 49ers defense. So what you do is you play the field position game and you try to get turnovers.
Reddick was a monster.
Yeah, I mean, they fucking Sirianni played the shit perfectly. It was one of the best coach games that I've seen all season.
But the Chiefs did that to this 49ers defense, and they destroyed them.
Not in the playoffs, though, right? Like, that shit isn't happening in the playoffs.
Sure, but I mean, look, I'm watching this game, and I can't figure it out. I hate things that I can't figure out, and I can't figure out this Eagles team. I'm looking at Hurts, 15 for 25, 121 mm-hmm. yards. 30 of that was on a drop ball, so take that out.
Listen.
He threw for 80 yards passing in this game. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't play nobody, pal. All right? I look at their strength of schedule. Philadelphia Eagles. They ain't playing nobody, pal. They are cupcake schedule. They should, in my BCS ranking, they're not even in top 10.
Who is the impression you're doing right now?
Just anybody from Alabama.
Anybody calling into Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah. Anybody calling into Paul Feinbaum. See, I mean, look, you have that. So he threw for about 80 yards. You don't have one single running back who cracked 50 yards.
No, you got three runners with at least one touchdown.
You do, but they had the ball on the 30 every fucking
play. That's
the play.
Game. This was
it wasn't. They listen, fourth down, they had to go for it over and over and over.
Anytime you can get a spark from a man named Kenneth, you got to.
Gainwell fucking rushed for 160 last week.
Yeah, he was great, that too, in this game.
He's becoming the Tony Pollard of the Eagles right
Our
now.
Our offense was a little kind of sputtered a little bit until Gainwell started to pop.
It was pretty jammed up.
We were at the bar watching the game for the first half before I had to leave, and I told you, like, halfway through the second quarter, I was like, I don't love how the Eagles look so far.
No.
I don't either.
No.
And because it was a mucked up game, you weren't moving the ball very well. Neither were the Niners.
Yeah.
But, like, I was just like, I don't fucking know. I feel like the Eagles should have more points. And but then all hell broke loose.
Of course. And everybody obviously put the spotlight on Lane Johnson being the greatest false starter of all time.
Oh my God, he was false starting on every fucking snap.
That's what literally every tackle does in the league. It's not really a false start. You're allowed to like kick your foot back before the ball snaps. He like every tackle gets away with it. He's he's elite at it.
Well, I do think part of the problem was he stood out just because he was wearing like it was the bright white pants.
Yeah, you got to like, fucking. That's what John Madden used to talk about this shit all the time. Like if you're an offensive lineman especially, and you're going up against a defense. If they're wearing solid color, do not wear white tape on your hands because they're going to see holding every single time.
Yeah.
Madden used to talk about that shit all the time. It's just gamesmanship. And by the way, I think what is unquestionable from this game is that what a lot of people have been talking about the last couple weeks, and to me it is an iron law at this point, the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line is the best unit in football of any unit that exists, better than any fucking linebacker core, better than any fucking edge rushing. They are really good.
But you know who ranks number one as far as league rankings? Offensive line.
The Chiefs?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mahomes didn't get touched.
Nope. Chiefs are number one, so that's going to be fun to watch at least because you'll have the best O-line against the best, second best D-line behind the 49ers, I would say.
Right? Yeah, it's up there.
Back to the stats, though. Receiving-wise, it wasn't a Philadelphia receiver with 40 yards even in this game.
But this, I mean, it's the most important. This was never going to be a pretty statistical game.
Like the Eagles' game plan to play basically half court, right?
The most important catch of the game was not a catch.
That's true. That was fucking. We'll get to that in a sec. That's Shanahan fucking up. Again. 4 out of 7 years, he's made stupid decisions that have cost his team playoff games in the fucking NFC conference championship or later.
And I said it
last week
with the clock management and everything else. And I go, watch for that this time. Obviously, there's nothing you can do about your fucking
Not on him when you're down to your four-string quarterback.
No, it's not. But that play call right there, not challenging that.
Yes.
It's got to come from upstairs, though. Like,
no.
Devontae played it pretty
because
well.
Because of where it is on the field.
It was fourth down.
It's fourth and three, and where it is on the field, you challenge it even if you lose your fucking challenge. You can't let that go.
Because then you're on the 10, and then you can score, which they did. And it was very, very important that they did because if they didn't, there's a good shot that this probably goes in at halftime at 7-7.
Or at least 10-7, right? Which is probably where it should have been at halftime.
Because the other part where Shanahan fucked up was, all right, so Purdy gets knocked out 7 minutes into the game. Or five, yeah. That was 7:03. In the first quarter, they bring in Josh Johnson, who I had no idea who this person was. I had to look him up.
University of San Diego.
Yeah.
Not even San Diego State.
Had to look him up.
Like, he has a second job.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought. Right. I was like, dude,
he's
a practice squad guy, probably, right?
Yeah,
maybe.
Like he's like the Kurt Warner story minus all the good parts.
Right. Here's the thing though. Like, if we're gonna add an extra game to the schedule, and obviously injuries are gonna be all over the NFL, how can we not expand the roster so you can carry three quarterbacks?
I thought about that the entire weekend. Same with college football because you're starting to add all these games to both college and the NFL. There's too many fucking injuries.
I mean,
the second game was even more
proof. You're telling me Blake Bortles can't come in for that 49ers team and be the savior of the franchise?
How about this? Why was Josh Johnson your choice 8 weeks ago to be the backup quarterback? So when Garoppolo goes down and he's out for the year.
You know Garoppolo's dead.
He's dead. He's not coming back. Right. You have Purdy, who's third. You don't have a fourth. And that's the guy you sign? To back up a brand new rookie for
who
the last pick of the draft?
They could have got Baker, I guess.
Could have got Cam Newton. Remember we talked about this on the show weeks ago.
Or just make a trade for another good backup, right? Send like a 7th-round pick for some dog shit team.
Chase Daniel is available.
Literally.
Yes, anyone.
Chase Daniel.
Darker. But Cam Newton. Daniel was a Heisman finalist. It's not the same. Like,
but we talked about Cam Newton on this show when that happened. It was like, why not just go and get Cam?
I think Cam's shoulder is really fucked.
I think
for life.
Well, so here's the other part of this. I think Hurt's shoulder is really fucked. The biggest surprise to me was that he rushed for 11 times and it was all in the second half.
Yeah, it wasn't great, especially when we got up to a big lead and my dad texted me like, why are we rushing Jalen right now?
Yeah.
Like,
every time he rushed the ball,
his shoulder. Yeah.
Well, and I winced because I was like, why are you putting him in harm's way? Just hand it off to the running back. What is going on there? And what was the decision to have him run the ball 11 fucking times in the second half?
He's playing hurt.
Wait, hold on. Can I just say really quick, how fucking funny would it be if the most watched event of the year ended up being Minshew versus Henny? Like, they both just get
we're
banged
this
up
close to
in
that.
The first. They both get hurt in the first half, and we have to watch Gardner Minshew and Chad Henne duel it out.
We're this close to that, though.
Mahomes with 2 weeks to kind of let that ankle heal, I think he'll be fine.
He's probably fine.
He'll be like 95%.
Maybe.
Especially with treatment, like every day.
Yeah. And maybe they put a walking boot on him for a week and a half so he can't do anything.
Yeah.
So he's stuck there. The biggest stats to me that stood out for this entire game was truly how great the 49ers defense is. I know we've sucked their dick on this show forever, but to be on the field for 40 minutes, that was the possession time, 40-20, only give up technically 239 yards of offense. Those guys are elites. in my opinion, if you're the 49ers or a fan of the 49ers, go get Rodgers or Brady.
Anybody.
Anyone. Put them in. Yeah. You will win for the next 3 years just with his defense. You've got to keep this defense together.
Now, with Purdy, was this like a Colt McCoy situation where he just like literally couldn't feel his arm?
Identical. I was at that game, and it was the exact same
thing. Well, it's a UCL sprain, right? So you feel pins and needles, and that's it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
So
right?
Everyone,
I did it on accident one time. I was really fucked up. We were driving. I was in the passenger seat, obviously. I was being picked up from somewhere. I think I was 19 at the time. And I reached out. We were going like 50 miles per hour, probably maybe 40. And there were traffic cones, just the small ones. And I reached out and slapped one. And then I guess I didn't really take physics into account. And my arm was numb for like 2 days.
So your arm's just dead, right?
Yeah,
so
you can't. Yeah. You can move
a pussy.
It and shit.
It's like he can't throw the ball, man. He can't feel his arm.
Well, it's not. Pussy's not even. Doesn't even come into it. Doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. Yeah.
You can't feel anything. And
no,
how the fuck are you supposed to throw the goddamn ball?
You can shovel
like that?
It essentially about 5 yards, but you have no feeling in your fingertips, so you can't grip. You can't do anything else. I've had the same thing, and it's unexplainable. Yeah. It's almost like a funny bone.
It's like when you fall asleep on your arm.
Yeah.
And then you wake up.
Yeah.
Do you think he went and like jerked off?
I hope
he
so.
He should have.
I hope
right?
so.
He should have, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was the best time to do it.
As soon as he knew he wasn't going to play, you just spend the rest of the time in the bathroom.
Well, then Johnson gets a concussion and he has to come back.
Yeah, he's in there.
I couldn't believe it.
They walk into the fucking locker room and he's got his legs kicked back over his head, pounding off into his own face. And like, Brock, you got to suit back up, bro.
Man, you got to what? I just started jerking off.
I was almost going to come, man.
They kept saying like Christian McCaffrey is the emergency quarterback.
Well,
like,
he went in. Did you see him throw it? He threw a pass.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah. Just go Wildcat at that point. What are you even doing?
Well, you have to throw.
They tried Wildcat. They tried all of it. If you can't throw, you can't throw. And then the route was on after that. Because then at fourth down, they had to go for it every single time.
Yeah.
So the Eagles had the ball in the 30, hence the yardage and all that other stuff
for
these guys.
But the 49ers also had 11 penalties for 81 yards. And a lot of them happened in fucking critical moments.
Yep.
First half, you know too. I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, when they were still in the game. Yeah, we got bailed out a lot.
Man.
Yeah.
Not bailed out by the refs, which is what happened in the Kansas City game. We'll get to that in a minute.
We'll get to that in a minute. But
you were, like the Eagles got bailed out by the 49ers multiple times. Just on stupid fucking plays, too.
Like face mask here.
Dude. Take that drive at the end of the first half. If you've got a guy who hasn't played in years and years and probably bags groceries on the side, there's a minute and 30 left. It's 14-7. Why send him down the field to try to score a game-tying touchdown or something like that? Go to half down by one score. Instead, ball gets snapped to him, hits him right in the fucking hands, and then, boom, right to the Eagles. Then they go up 21-7. That didn't make any sense to me either.
Reddick almost got another fumble recovery took it straight out of his hands.
That was definitely a fumble.
I thought it was.
Yeah. I did too. I think
the refs were just like, oh, man.
Like, come on.
Give them a break.
Yeah, it's like they need to. The game needs to be somewhat competitive.
By the way, Johnson is still just a bagger's apprentice at Safeway.
Oh, yeah. He's not a journeyman bagger.
I would kill to have his career. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He's probably rich.
Yes, that dude's got a couple mil in the bank.
He's doing all right.
He played for 15 different NFL teams.
Let's look it up on SpotRack.
Yeah. I'm no lie. 15 different NFL teams, an AFL team.
He's been making six figs.
An XFL team when that was only a thing for three games?
Probably a USFL team.
I would be shocked if he's made seven figures for more than 2 or 3 years. But he has made a good living, for sure.
Yes.
There was that season where he played in the...
Tampa Bay?
The XFL and then the Canadian League as well.
Yes.
So he had two paychecks that year.
Yeah, sure did. Sure did.
He played at the University of San Diego. He could never have dreamed of such a career.
Probably not. I wonder what his wealth is.
Career
like
earnings, $8.5
million. Right. Yeah.
Great life.
Would love that.
Great life.
There
yes.
Yeah,
I'm not shitting on you, Josh Johnson.
And before this, how many snaps did he have?
He's thrown the ball. Hold on. 355 attempts. So
in the NFL
over the course of 15 years. Yeah.
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 Good but he you. Was so
mostly in Tampa, right?
2009 to 13, he was in the NFL, and then 14 to 17, he was out of the NFL. 18, he's back. 19 and 20, he's out. 21 and 22, he's back.
For real, I have no idea who the Sacramento Mountain Lions are. What is that league?
It's like a semi-pro league.
Arena?
Something crazy. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. There is an arena team on there, so.
Okay.
Again, it's the Kurt Warner story without all the good parts.
Yeah.
It's in the United Football League.
Oh, the UFL.
Oh, the UFL. Holy shit.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It was.
UFL or UFSL?
UFL.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
I hate these fucking
all. They played at AT&T Park for a while.
Good for them.
Straight up. There's nothing.
Bring it back.
No.
We need more football.
Well, you saw it. The commercials during USFL, the thing. Yeah. It's coming
still
on.
Going.
Still going. No, it's not. It's over.
So Trump killed the original USFL.
They actually started as the California Redwoods and then switched to the Sacramento Mountain Lions.
Ah, shit. Look at that.
I don't know why. Maybe good for those big mountain guys. Lion got involved.
Yeah, I think
tree,
so.
Tree yeah. or something like that. Either way, look, we got the outcome. We got the teams we wanted, but the ways that they each got there are super fucked up. We'll move on to the Bengals-Chiefs game. Look, Pat Mahomes is the greatest quarterback I've seen in my lifetime. I don't know how he played a whole fucking game on one leg like that.
On one leg, missing three receivers.
Yeah.
By the end of it, he didn't have any.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They kept going out, and Kelsey wasn't even healthy.
Right. Kelsey was 2 hours before game time, a hospital the night before.
I hated that. That was a bit of a heat check for your boy yesterday. Kelsey was going to miss the game from everyone at the bar, so I put a big boy stack on the Bengals.
Lost on the Bengals
as well. We were recording Softcore History, and he was watching the game. And so just live on the Patreon episode is Dan losing $1,000. It was pretty great.
Boy.
Yeah, but before we were at the bar earlier, and Rob's like, "What would you pay to see the Eagles just get to the Super Bowl?" And I'm like, "I don't know, like $1,500." So yeah, I essentially paid that.
Yeah.
You can rationalize it however you want.
sure.
But that's not how it went down.
No, and I'm not. I'm in the same misery with you here. I lost on the Bengals. Now I bet this game. I bet both games based on injuries, and the injuries did not prevent either of these teams from winning here.
Well, there was another injury that you bet on the side of.
Which one?
Which is that the Bengals offensive line was three-fifths gone.
Mm. Oh, yeah. But the game before. And then they rolled the Bills, and I was like, all right, well, maybe these guys are pretty fucking good. And then Joe Burrow gets sacked six fucking times
three
in this
straight
game.
Plays.
Yeah. But the Bills don't have a run defense. Kansas City is a pretty complete defense.
They are, but
who is the dude on the D-line that was just going after Burrow all night?
Chris Jones.
Yeah, who's probably the defensive player of the year.
Well, he got his first.
Second or third, yeah.
He'll be second behind
Bosa. He had
Bosa,
16.5 sacks. I think Bosa had 18.5, so yeah. Bosa will win. But yeah, he had a great year.
Yeah, but in this game.
What are you doing?
Mahomes.
That's not how that thing works.
This thing sucks, and it doesn't get a grip, so I got to ply it out a little bit.
You can't use anything. Like, whatever he touches, just...
Bob. Ever since the birth of the second child, he's really been struggling in all aspects of life.
I'm just a doofy dad now.
Like, your motor functions are just leaving you.
I slip on ice. I can't get erections.
Yeah.
Well, clearly you can.
Who needs them? Yeah,
I agree. Well, every time he gets an erection, he has another child, so...
Yeah. Maybe it's good
time to put it down,
Burrow is in a lot of trouble in Cincinnati.
Is he, or is it just that line?
He
still almost won this game.
It's the line. It shows you how fucking great of a player he is to just get fucking wrecked for the entire game and still be able to at least keep his team in it. As a matter of fact, the game should have gone to overtime, right?
Yeah.
And here's why. That hit out of bounds was stupid. It's not a mistake. That's undisciplined stupidity is what that is. But
it was a slight touching, which you can't do.
He was like a yard and a half out of bounds at that point.
It is a flag. However, it was discretionary for the referee.
And Patty sold it.
Of course he did. Yeah, he rolled around like fucking LeBron James on that play.
But, to go to the Super Bowl, you do that play.
Yeah, sure. But if you watch the left guard and left tackle, right, for the Chiefs, held two different players within 3 yards of each other.
That was worse.
Right in front of God and everybody.
And then also the kick return right before, there's a block in the back.
Yeah.
Eh, you know.
I mean, this is
some
of the worst.
Don't get in the way of a good story.
How about the penalty flag, though, where the back judge came in and just kind of waved his arms and then was like, well, no, we're good. They let a full play go. on third down, and then they let them do it over again, and then they got a first down.
Yeah, the Bengals got a couple first downs on fifth down. So
yeah.
So before this game, when they announced the officiating crew, one of the guys we used to work with, Brian McGannon, who's a huge Chiefs fan, like the biggest KC guy in the world. I don't really follow NFL officiating. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. But I saw him quote tweet it and in all caps with a question mark. How? Because like everyone was anticipating this game to be shittily officiated. Like it was a bad crew. It's like when in the playoffs, right? If you see like Angel Hernandez on the fucking call, and you're just like, why? Why is this guy?
Or the NBA? You get Joey Crawford in the NBA Finals.
You're like, right. No.
It's like the Joey Crawford show. Let's go.
Yeah. At one point, I think I blurted out. We had some kid function and some neighbors over. I blurted out, use your fucking words. Like, that guy couldn't even talk into the microphone either. Like, the whole thing was a goddamn mess last night.
The moment was too big for him.
It appears to be.
They made quite a few mistakes that cost Cincinnati the game. I mean, Cincinnati got a couple of calls, too.
Yeah, it didn't. I don't think Cincinnati lost the game because of these calls straight up, but it didn't help.
No. Burrow still had a shot to win the game with about a minute 40 left. A
couple timeouts.
Had a couple timeouts.
Yeah, but that pass rush was too much.
Once you're
down like that, look, they mismanaged the Bengals' last drive when he threw that pick. That was fucking terrible. The entire execution there. Like, you can't get your fucking offensive line to stand up for one series, really?
It was essentially a punt, though.
Yeah, so I don't mind the last pick. The first one was terrible.
I don't mind the pick. What I mind is they should have been able to move the fucking ball down the field.
Yeah. It was a bad drive.
Yeah, it was terrible. Like, the execution was really bad.
Yeah.
They didn't run the right kind of plays. The intentional grounding thing was kind of dumb, to be honest. Like, you get out of the pocket or throw it or something, man. That was dumb.
But I mean, homeboy that got the penalty on Mahomes the previous drive, he's the one that made the big time tackle to force him to punt and give Cincinnati the ball back.
No, he was having a good game.
22 year old, by the way, rookie. Yeah.
And I mean,
he's very good.
Broke down.
Did you see the video
room
of that guy following him into the locker room, the other Bengals player?
Yeah.
He's like, fuck, you touched the quarterback.
A guy who's like a role player.
Yeah.
Like, relaxed.
Yeah, exactly.
That was his only.
Exactly. I don't pin it on that kid at all.
Here's my question to Bengals fans, because it was trending on Twitter last night.
What's that?
Rigged.
Oh, all day today, too.
And here's my question.
Bengals fans, I'm with you here.
Why?
But for a different reason.
Would the NFL want Kansas City over Cincinnati? This seems like
a lot of reasons.
To keep Mahomes on schedule.
Yeah, Mahomes got to stay on schedule.
Yep. So
they're not going to let us win, Rob. Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl.
These are two interchangeable Midwestern cities.
But Mahomes is the fucking poster boy, right?
Yes. He's the guy.
He's the guy.
Tom Brady's 27 year.
You're also going to get the Andy Reid Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep. You're going to get the Kelce's. Yep. Going against each other. There's a lot of different storylines with the Eagles Chiefs.
And Tom Brady's year 27 season won his second MVP and his second Super Bowl. That's why.
Okay.
I would argue that...
He's got to stay on the schedule.
Yes. I would argue that Pat Mahomes is the more exciting, more marketable player on the field. But in terms of like creating content and stuff, if you want to be cool online, that Burrow is definitely the better quarterback to have in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you're taking Zach Taylor over Andy Reid? No.
I don't think people care. I don't think
people love Andy Reid.
I know the old people do, and people from Philadelphia do.
And people
Philadelphia do not love Andy Reid.
Just you?
Just me.
It's just you defending him every Thanksgiving.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They drove him the fuck out of that town, dude.
14 great years with Andy.
Yeah.
But, he couldn't get over the hump.
Does he get a statue?
He should.
No.
He should.
I mean, Nick Foles has one.
That's hilarious.
It's true.
Nick Foles won a chip.
He did.
Sure did. But back to how the Bengals got robbed. For me, the refs aside, look, we can go back to the DeMar Hamlin game, okay? That game, they're up 7-3 over the Bills. If they win that game or get to replay that game however they were going to fucking do it, the Bengals had the head-to-head against the Chiefs. Mm. They would have been number one. They would have had the bye. Then they would have had all home field games throughout the playoffs, which also fucking helps. Instead, they had to go to at Buffalo, got even more injured. Then they had to play at Kansas City. That's you and I have been to pretty much every stadium there is. That's the loudest one I've ever been to in the United States. To go against that, it's still a fucking close game. Burrow is almost able to pull this out. even with half of his fucking linemen down.
Right. Also, why else would they do it? The Chiefs fans are a much better fan base.
That's true.
Yeah. Larger, for sure. Yeah. Especially with the recent success. The fan base is growing.
Sorry, Bengals
The
fans.
Chiefs are far more of a regional fan base, whereas Cincinnati is basically Cincinnati.
Yeah. It's only I guess there's some Boomer Esiason fans somewhere that care.
Or Chris maybe. Collins.
Corey Dillon. I thought about this the other day. There's got to be so many people younger than me, like not quite Gen Z, but like younger millennial to Gen Z, that look at Boomer Esiason on CBS and are like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, you were like Steve Young, but without the talent, right?
And his name is Boomer.
Yeah.
Boomer Esiason was before me. Like,
Boomer, he was good, though. He was good.
He was. He made Super Bowls.
On shitty teams, right?
Yeah. I mean, at least Phil Sims has a ring.
He got to, what, two Super Bowls?
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
He was throwing.
Not shitty teams.
No.
No, that's what I said.
There was
one almost won. They lost by 50.
They should have won both games.
There was a four-year peak, but the rest of the career there sucked. Yeah. Right. That team sucked, right?
It's not. I'm trying to think of a modern equivalent of Boomer Esiason, because it's not any of the elite quarterbacks.
Elway, kind of. I mean, well, he's not modern, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, Elway was kind of the same. He just had a...
With more success?
Or a little, more successful Tony Romo. All right.
Yeah. But my biggest takeaway out of these games this weekend altogether, same with college football this year, there's so many fucking injuries. If you guys want to play all these games and keep adding games to the schedule and all this other shit, expand the rosters.
Gotta make it bigger.
You have to.
For both college and... Because now we're just seeing all these injured, fucked up people. I was with a Chiefs fan last night, and he said, I don't know any of the receivers left.
Right.
And I didn't either. And I'm going to go through some of these names here. First of all, this is full disclosure to the audience. I thought Valdez-Scantling still played for Green Bay. I was unaware that he was on the Chiefs this year.
He's like their number four or something like that.
Yeah, but was that the whole year? Did they pick him up?
He was a trade, I think.
Okay.
Him and Kadarius Toney were both in-season acquisitions, I believe.
Yeah, Toney went out early.
Marcus Kemp, who is that?
Great question.
He had one catch for 13 yards.
Okay.
Sky Moore, I know, is the rookie. He's had a shitty year. Not great.
He's good returning.
Terrible in fantasy football this year.
But yeah, if we're going to do like three different football leagues, just expand the roster so we can have more NFL guys.
Yes. Let's
fuck these leagues.
Load up on quarterbacks, all the other things.
I mean, suppose it's probably good for if you're going to have a fourth string quarterback, let that guy go get reps in, the USFL, starting or whatever, and then he can come be on your team or,
It's just a funnel league.
Yeah.
Describing soccer.
Yeah, yeah,
that's exactly what happens.
But we're also describing minor league baseball. Yes. Get ready, and then...
Speaking of which, baseball... kept its roster expansion after COVID. There is an extra player on the roster now, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah,
it's 26 instead of 25. Yeah.
That's stupid.
It's because they use it for a pitcher typically.
Yeah, it's a different sport.
It's a different sport.
And they also, by the way, not only do they expand the roster, but there's a DH in both leagues. So that kind of makes roster flexibility different as well. So that sport did it, and it didn't even add extra games. Whereas football, which is a brutal sport, is adding extra games on every level.
Every single level. And, you look at the Final Four and the CFP, three out of four teams were hurt. The healthiest team won. These games yesterday, three out of four teams had massive fucking injuries on all sides of the ball except for one.
No, all of them did.
No. The Eagles, by the way, this is the craziest stat I heard on ESPN last night. The only team in the NFL that had all their starters in game one and the playoff game yesterday was the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, but their quarterback... The most important position can't throw the ball right now.
Lane Johnson with a fucked up
abdominal bullshit,
just holding Nick Bosa.
But how wild is that? You have 17 grueling games in an NFL schedule, and you manage to have the same starting lineups on both sides.
This is, by the way, for everyone in the Drinker Bros Sports Group throughout the year that I see bitch about roughing the passer or whatever. This is why the fucking pussy roughing the passer rules exist. Because you don't want...
You don't.
The Niners' fourth string quarterback in the NFC Championship game.
Sure don't.
It's kind of like why I always tell people to not be so excited about when a 15 or 14 seed goes far in the NCAA tournament. Because then you get to the Final Four of the Elite Eight, and it's just like, I don't want to watch this game. This sucks.
Yeah.
I don't
want
to see St. Pete in the Elite Eight.
Yeah. So you've got to expand the rosters. The injuries have gotten fucking crazy at this point. We'll talk about the line here since MyBookie is our sponsor. Again, head to MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. As always, we'll be doing a live show from the Super Bowl. We'll be going through all the prop bets. There'll be a million of those. That'll be fun. I think Urlacher will be on the show as well. We'll be in Arizona all week. Bet with us or against us. If you bet with me this weekend, you are a fucking loser. And then if you want to go to this game or anything that is around you, Major League Baseball coming up, spring training, all that other stuff, go to drinkingbrostickets.com for all your tickets there. Let's get to this line because this is very surreal to me. It is Eagles minus -2. Is that because of the injuries to the Chiefs? Because we saw the exact same thing with the Chiefs spread earlier on in the week. Bengals were actually favored by 1.5, and then once they found out he was playing, it switched all the way to -2 for the Chiefs.
Probably, I don't know that I've ever seen a line dance like that.
Neither.
I would say we're a better team, but like I said, they ain't gonna let us win.
The Eagles
don't want us to win.
The Eagles are better at every position except for quarterback.
Yeah,
and not tight end.
Not tight end. I mean, like he
well, offensive line,
but they don't. Look, Chiefs are number one. No, the Chiefs are not number one.
They are.
No, they are not.
They have the number one offensive line in the NFL.
According to what?
According to ESPN. They're number one.
They might statistically
are. That is not accurate.
They are. No, yes, they are.
Statistically, they are.
It's not.
When does Mahomes ever get touched? The fumble he had yesterday was just a goof.
That was on him. Yeah. He just dropped it.
Yeah, that's fine, but he's a real quarterback. Jalen Hurts is still learning how to play that position, right? Let's be frank about this.
Technically, he's younger than Stetson Bennett, so.
Well, Stetson Bennett couldn't get away from the pass rushers this weekend either. He got arrested.
He did.
Talk about that later.
Yeah. But Jalen at 24 in the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
if only we had a quarterback.
This is why, honestly, like last year's Georgia national championship, sure, enjoy it. That's awesome, guys. This one, like, you had an adult at quarterback.
Let him keep playing.
I think any national title winning quarterback should get a 1-year amnesty from the date that he wins the title. 1-year amnesty for any nonviolent crime.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say
he's drunk in public.
If you win a national championship,
his life is over. He's not going to play football anymore.
Win a national championship, you get another year of eligibility. So Stetson should keep coming back as long as he wins the national.
Really, oh God,
get that NIL, baby.
Let's he's there until he's like 40.
He would do it.
I
would do it.
As far as this line goes at -2, it's got to be the injuries, right? Or who's playing for Kansas City?
I think you're getting some value there.
I just think we're better, but I mean, Mahomes is going to beat us. It's just I have a really bad feeling about this game.
So
I have a hard time betting against Mahomes.
Yeah,
and the only Super Bowl he lost, his line was decimated.
Yeah, and it was Tom Brady on the other side, right?
Right.
So I mean, you kind of like. I feel. Do you remember Talladega Nights? And yeah. Borat's character, where he's just like, "I'm the best. I want somebody to beat me before I get out of here." I kind of feel like that's the only reason Tom Brady still plays football. Like he wants to have a real team assembled, which he hasn't had since he won that title.
And I think
have
he just somebody, hates his family.
And then have some, that's probably part of it too. But I think he wants somebody younger to beat him, and not lose because his fucking team sucks.
Yeah. Also, I've seen pictures of him with his son. I don't think he hates his family.
Oh no, he makes out with his.
Well,
children,
so. Yeah.
Hey, he loves his. You got to kiss your kid like that if you love him.
You don't.
Yeah.
The other interesting part of this to me is the over-under in this game at 49.5.
That's way too high.
I think that's low. I think to win this game, one of these teams has got to score 28 to 30 points.
It's going to be an interesting game from the Chiefs defense versus the Eagles offense, because the Chiefs defense isn't like incredible, but they have certain pieces like Jones.
And Spagnuolo kind of turns it up in the playoffs.
He does. And I mean, between Jones rushing the passer and then obviously Jalen's mobile, but like the Chiefs, probably the best overall unit on their team is maybe the linebackers. Like, I mean, this is a homer pick, but like Nick Bolton is fucking great. Like, if you want someone to spy Jalen Hurts, let Nick Bolton.
I would argue their defensive line's probably better than the linebacking core, but okay. It goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Either way, I like the under. I mean, I like the over on this game, and then the Chiefs here, just because I don't think they're going to let Mahomes lose this game,
dude. The value,
it's rigged.
First off, if you get getting the Chiefs as a dog, where all you have to bet is money line and it's plus money.
Yep.
You have to bet that,
and they don't want us climbing poles. They just They're going to grease them
think
up.
Think of the
polls. In Arizona?
I'm going to try to get on it. Georgia, bring the camera. Bring one of the GoPros. I'll try to.
We'll find you a pole.
Yeah, we'll find a pole.
We get some degreasing, some stick 'em.
Yeah, a little degreaser out there. Yeah. D'Anthony, do you think Eagles have a shot at the Super Bowl?
I think, yeah, for sure.
You think they'll win?
They're a better team, but they don't have the best player, and that matters.
Yeah.
You know, they do have the best unit. I'm looking at the stats here. If you're going to go off just sacks allowed, technically the Buccaneers have the best offensive line of football, right? For sacks allowed, that's not the measure.
It might be a measurement of just all the advanced statistics.
Everybody that I've heard speak on ESPN and Fox for the last 2 weeks say the best unit in football is the Eagles offensive line. But forget about that. They're deep everywhere. That's the real strength of the team, right?
Our defense,
like,
is.
The defense especially, but even on offense, you guys have three fucking top-tier receivers.
Yeah.
And as it stands right now, Mahomes doesn't have one.
No.
He's got a bunch of twos and threes on his – the same lineup that fucking what's his nuts? God damn it. Anyways, the same issue that a lot of people have, or Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Same issue he has, right? You don't have a true number one standout receiver. You go, hey, they have Kelsey, right? But he's banged up. And
what was his deal? A random thing that just jumped up and bit him?
Was that like a Dustin Johnson at Augusta getting caught cheating?
Yep.
And fell down the steps scenario, or
I
don't know.
He plays hard, so it's tough to say with that guy, but. I would have been shocked had he had sat out, and then, you know, going up to it, they're like, they don't know if he's going to play 2 hours before he had to go out and run some drills.
I bought the hype.
And he still looked like shit. Did you watch the footage? He looked very slow, very lethargic, and I was like, I don't know if this guy's going to play.
During the game, caught a touchdown, looked pretty good.
Lights out. It was like nothing had ever happened to him.
But this game is going to come down to play calling and execution, right?
Yeah.
It's and look, you can't
unproven coach.
You can't ask for more.
One of the goats.
And the Eagles have to throw the fucking ball.
Maybe.
I don't think they get away with.
They're
with
not going
to
get.
Runs.
They're not going to get turnovers from the Chiefs like they did from the 49ers. Probably. Sometimes it happens, but it's not likely. Bieniemy is one of the better fucking OCs in football, and how he's not a head coach somewhere. I guess maybe he just doesn't want to be.
We were talking too.
He's waiting for Andy to retire.
He's the coach in waiting in KC, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if fucking Pat's going to stay around, you may as well, right?
Why would you want to get him, right?
But yeah, he's, I mean, it's going to, and the Chiefs DC is, they don't really fucking do too much during the regular season. I mean, they have a lot of close games and they perform well, but he does, whoever said it, turn it up in the playoffs. The way he calls the game is so much different in the playoffs.
He was the defense coordinator for the Giants at one point.
When they beat the undefeated Patriots. Yeah. Like he was there, DC.
On third down, they fucking bring it.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are really good in the playoffs on third down, and that's one of the most important things you can be good at.
This is low-key. We talk about this a lot in college. We don't talk about it as much when we cover the NFL. Like us personally, not this does get talked about a lot by other people, but maybe the best coordinator pairing in the NFL.
Maybe,
the
yeah. You don't see two great coordinators on the same team because one of them usually gets picked off.
Like the 49ers defensive coordinator is gone.
D'Amico Ryans.
Yes, he'll be the coach of the Texans next year.
Well, he played for the Texans.
Speaking of coordinators.
But also he's played for the Eagles.
Let's just get into
it now. So we're leaving a trail of former Eagles behind us. We're just murking them.
Go ahead.
Kellen Moore got fired yesterday from Cowboys, right?
Not a shock.
And the word on the street is that McCarthy is just going to be call the plays now as well. Call
so
the
offense. Fire him by week two.
Yep. Yeah. And the thinking behind it is like, hey, this is a rumor. The rumor that's circulating. Jones says, hey, your ass is on the line. He goes, okay, if it is, let me fucking handle the offense. And that's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not.
I could see them bringing in like Cliff
to run
the offense.
Or an
offense coordinator.
Yeah. They should.
That'd be a great move.
But he lives in Thailand now.
Dak is a college quarterback.
He went to Thailand.
Yeah. Do you know that?
Well,
he bought a one-way ticket to Thailand, so and they can't find him.
So is Eli, but like I'm sure they'll run into each other.
Dave Chappelle came back.
Yeah.
Cliff will come back.
Give him a couple weeks.
He came back eventually.
Kellen Moore, less than 24 hours later, gets hired as the OC for the Chargers.
Terrible.
And that I don't understand.
I don't either. That means you're keeping the you're keeping Staley, and he's the worst.
He's going to ruin Herbert.
That also means the Chiefs are good for another couple of years.
No. Sure does.
No one else is winning that division now.
Sure does.
I don't understand that move. I mean, what has Kellen Moore done exactly except for underperform with a fucking elite offensive unit?
I don't understand why he didn't take the Boise job.
I don't either. That's a dream job.
That was his alma mater. It was open once Harsin was gone. He was a hot coaching candidate.
I think a lot of those guys, as with college versus the pros, I think now these dudes that just want to play with their toys, you know what I mean? Get creative, and they don't want to recruit, right? They just want to draw plays.
He's 33. He doesn't want to go start recruiting right now. That's a fucking grind, man. You don't want to do that shit.
Especially now with NIL. Good luck. Have fun with all that bullshit. Speaking of NIL, by the way, read an interesting article over the weekend with Coach Saban. Saban said that two kids came in that he was recruiting for this February signing. That's about to happen, and they wanted $800,000 apiece. And he looked at both of them and said, "We don't do that here. And if you're looking for that type of money out of high school, go to another program." And walked out of the room.
This is, to me, this sounds like a fucking pastor at a church who says, "This weekend I was at the shopping mall and I ran into some skateboarder kids," and none of this shit ever fucking happened. This is Paul Feinbaum running cover for this dude. Alabama's paying people just as much and just the same as everybody else.
The right way.
This is just Saban trying to fucking craft his image.
He has two car dealerships.
I mean, this is
kind of every Alabama recruit would show up with a Dodge Charger randomly. Yeah.
But what his point was this. It is still Alabama. We are still elite, and we have five stars across the board. Why am I paying two unproven kids that I don't fucking know anything about that type of money? That's a lot of goddamn money.
Well, he's not paying anybody any
money. Not him, but you still got to go to the boosters and do the song and dance.
I mean, this is the Marine Corps austerity-driven marketing thing. Like, hey, there's not a lot of us, and our equipment sucks, but we're the baddest motherfuckers around. That's their ethos anyways. It's not true. They're a bunch of bitches. They eat crayons and they're gay. But that's the marketing, right? Maybe that's what he's trying to pull. Maybe he doesn't want to play that game. Maybe it'll work out for a couple of years, but he'll be gone.
We'll see. I mean, Coach K was kind of the same way once the one and done happened, and then he adjusted.
Went one and done.
You're not going to be able to compete unless you pay players. Nobody gives a fuck about having Alabama on the diploma that they're never going to get.
Maybe that exact thing happened, but he never intended on signing those kids anyway.
Yeah.
All right. And so just threw them under the bus. The funnier one in the same story to me was
the Brock Purdy story.
No. It was the fucking other guy who was like, "Give me money. And also, you need to get my girlfriend into law school at Alabama and pay for her law school."
Yep.
And Saban was like, "Get the fuck out."
Yeah.
But the whole thing with Brock Purdy that came out about Saban offered him a scholarship.
Yeah.
He just said you're slow, you don't have the arm or whatever, and then they just kind of took that out of context. But then Saban was just like, "But we can work on that," and offered him a scholarship to Bama anyway.
Yeah.
Because he always gets a three-star that Mac Jones and stuff that he tries to progress and build up.
Yeah, Mac wasn't a big recruit, was he?
No.
No.
Uh-uh. Obviously Tua was, and obviously Bryce was, but...
But they always have that one guy in the program that's just kind of there for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the big schools do. Ohio State does that too, where there's just a kid who's a three-star, might not ever play, maybe transfers year five, things like that. I understand doing that for sure. We can switch on over here to college basketball. This is a mess. My God, dude. I watched Bama get... The team you guys loved.
Yeah. I still love them.
They got... When I looked... I was at the gym. I looked up and I was like, they're down by 35 points?
Yeah, it was wild. Yeah.
Who are they playing?
Oklahoma.
Yeah, but isn't this what Dan said about if you live and die by that three, you could get fucking run out of the gym. Yeah.
And they're young, you know?
It was a road game against a Big 12 team. Oklahoma's a tournament team, or at least on a bubble team.
I mean, everyone in the Big 12, other than Tech and West Virginia.
By the way, if you want a good line tonight, Iowa State is only a 1-point favorite on the road at Tech. That sucks.
It's a trap.
Baylor, Texas, they're playing here at the Moody Center tonight at 8 p.m.
Are they really?
Yeah.
It's a good game. Texas is,
I believe, a 4-point favorite in that game, which find a little sus as well. But
yeah, I do too.
Texas isn't great at home. Are they?
They're good. I mean, first off, they don't really lose.
It's not like going to Baylor or something.
No. They're especially with the new Moody Center.
The Moody Center's been rocking.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful arena.
Yeah, it's nice.
Something with the rims, man, for Texas at the Moody Center. I don't know.
But I'm still like Bama. Lenardi still has Bama on the one line.
I do too. I don't think one loss defines exactly. Right. And that's what the hardest part about college basketball is. Because now that NFL is winding down, we got one game left. I'm not watching the goddamn Pro Bowl, which is a flag football game.
Well, the funniest part is Purdue keeps winning, and we're just like, yeah, anybody, Purdue's not the best team.
If Purdue makes it past the Sweet 16, yeah, we're like, Purdue's
not, they're not winning the Natty.
No, not even close.
No, but it keeps switching. Every game you turn on, it feels like all the ranked teams are losing. I don't know what to make of this.
It's a deep year, man. It's a deep year.
Yeah. Is it deep, or are the players going to the G League? And I'm asking because you guys follow it a little more than I do.
G League. And I mean, the fucking number one overall pick this year is not even in America right now.
Is that crazy French Wemby? Dude?
The fucking French dude like
7'4".
Giannis size, but can dribble, has handles, can shoot.
So there's some years where I'm like, yeah, there's no one that great or whatever. But this year I'm like, man, there are a lot of like really good fucking teams. Like genuinely, especially teams that can score a lot. I feel like there are a ton of teams that are like Alabama, not as talented as Alabama, but like Alabama where it's just like, God, they could put up 90.
And
like,
neither of those teams are FAU or the College of Charleston.
I think College of Charleston lost again.
Thank God.
So they
get
have
out,
to
get them out of my face.
They have to win the their conference to get in.
FAU is ranked 19th right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's where they're going to stay.
They shouldn't be
in the top 25. They're one of the best teams of the country.
They should be. They should be a 10 seed.
Dan hates FAU for reasons I can't. I don't even understand.
No one goes to FAU. Everyone that says
they've met somebody that went to FAU.
No, so many, and they love it.
No,
it's the Instagram models that say they go to FAU.
You've never met one person.
They
that went
regale
to FAU.
Me with stories, and they love FAU. The rich tradition and history there. They love it.
What
dude.
Kind of Boca Raton?
Yeah,
everything closes
is it
by 8
o'clock. Old Jews that go to school there. What the fuck's going on?
Most of the classes are just audited.
Boca is not a college town.
No.
What's the opposite of a college town?
Yeah, it's
Boca.
A geriatric fucking town.
Play some bingo, little shuffleboard.
But you love UConn early on this year.
Yeah,
they're now 24.
They're not.
And they have
they're still ranked?
Six losses. Yeah, they're there.
All right.
Alabama fell to 4 here.
But it's not too late for them to make a run. Look, it's still early. We still got another month and a half of fucking basketball going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Sort of. I mean, we're 22 games deep in the season now. That's all right. Pretty fucking far.
Yeah, there's, so there's
I'm gonna
what,
say it right
13
now.
Games left?
UCLA's going to win the Natty.
No, not even. I mean, here's it's almost impossible to predict who's going to win the Natty right now.
Because of matchups and how the bracket works out.
It's all
going to
be matchups and how the bracket shakes
but
out.
But I trust of all the teams right now, with just the experience coming back, the coaching, and just the style, I think UCLA's got a really good chance.
Well, in that case, then Houston's got it locked down.
No, Houston's going to do their same old bullshit where they lose in the Elite Eight.
They'll have one game in the fucking second or third round where they go 0 for 40 from 3.
Yeah.
We were at the game. Was it 1 for 32?
Yeah,
from three
it was
pointers?
Bad.
They Jesus are who Christ. We thought they were.
Yeah. But that's who they are every single
fucking
year.
No, we were at the game they won. We were at the Sweet 16 game.
Yeah, the next game was the one I lost. That
they
was
still
in,
looked like dog shit in that Sweet 16.
I know, but they mucked
terrible.
It up in Arizona. I was the only one on Houston that
day. We're talking about, that was 2018.
No.
That was last year.
Didn't we see Arizona play in not Burbank, in L.A.?
Yep.
3 years ago?
Yeah.
2019, maybe 18? I don't remember.
They're every year.
You think Arizona's soft.
They're soft. They did beat UCLA, though.
Virginia's not soft.
No.
They're pretty good.
Well, here's the thing, right?
Is Virginia's just good defense, right?
Yeah. Arizona might be the best team in the Pac-12. UCLA, best team in the country.
Jesus.
That sounds what's that dumb dick from First Take, Dan whatever, Orlovsky, saying that Joe Burrow is the best quarterback, but Patrick Mahomes is the best player? Like, dude, they play the same. But I know what he was trying to say. But relax, dude.
Yeah.
Just take it easy.
Yeah, it's a little much here. Giorgio, I want to ask you about some UFC news over the weekend. Street Jesus is back.
Yep, fucking Gilbert Burns.
Mm-hmm. Are you surprised by that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too. When I saw that, I was like, wait, what?
You know why, though, right?
Out of stars? What is it?
No. Because Connor got hit on his bike.
Was he supposed to fight?
No, I just definitely thought they were going to pair Connor and Jorge up in some sort of
Connor doesn't want to do that.
Money match.
They're going to give Connor a tomato can to come back. However, Gilbert Burns has been on a little bit of a run, and he's been in a bunch of exciting fights. He's got a little notoriety when he fought Chimaev, and that was probably fight of the year last year. So him and Masvidal, they've kind of been going back and forth. Burns is like, I won't take you down. I'll make like a gentleman's agreement that we'll just stand up the entire time and fight.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
So they've been going back and forth. It'll be a fun fight, I think.
Is that a co-main event in that one?
It's co-main. Yeah.
It is. Who's the main? Who's the other one on there?
They haven't really established that card yet.
Okay.
Now, we really only care about one thing right now, and that's the Islam versus Volkanovski fight. People are swaying back and forth in their opinion. People gave Volkanovski no chance whatsoever.
It's in 2 weeks.
And then people, the words, the stuff started coming out. There's chances he could win. Is he a hard fight for Islam? He's so compact and small. They talk about his range not being enough, but he's always fought like that. They talk about him being small, but he used to be 220 pounds when he played rugby. So it's interesting.
He's a little bowling ball. But Islam's probably too strong for him. But they also announced Izzy Pereira 2.
Yep.
What are some other fights? Dana went on like a weird 15-minute
tangent
of just listing fights.
Yeah. What's the other big one that they got? I don't really care about the John Jones Cyril Gane fight, too.
Yeah, that's coming up soon.
Yeah, so at least there's some good ones out there that we can all get behind, us casuals out here. So, like, I'm in.
I think more importantly, Logan Paul did really well at WrestleMania.
Holy fucking shit.
At the Royal Rumble.
You know, that was
a dope move.
That was pretty incredible.
You can save your career with a good WrestleMania performance, no matter what you did, how much money you stole, people you fucked over, drugs you've done, cars you've wrecked.
He's
a good
natural. WrestleMania
performance. What are you complaining about drugs done?
Yeah, also, he should have waited. You know, he came back with four guys left. He should have waited until there's one guy left and thrown him out.
Look, man, that was some of the craziest shit I've ever seen. I reposted it on my Twitter. I was like, fucking hey, dude.
They're definitely trying to groom him for a spot there, which would be nice because nobody over there has a fucking personality anymore.
Yes.
It's like weird, quirky shit. Like, here's our fucking leprechaun Irish dude.
Right. They're doing the right thing for wrestling. They're catering to kids.
Yes.
Like, that's the move. That's what you should do. Stop. There was a weird era where they were just like kind of cultivating their entire fan base to be like 30 to 40-year-old
men. They kept bringing Jeff Hardy back. I'm like, we can't do the ripped up neoprene sleeves. We can't do the weird cut up beard anymore. Like, this isn't mid-2000s.
No, they need to bring back fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah. It's the only way you can save that sport.
They do. Wrestling, you can bring back everybody.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, Ric Flair will come back at some point.
Well, I think John Cena is coming back, right? Or did he come back?
Leave him alone. He's the ruined wrestling.
He's ruined everything.
He's ruined movies, commercials, all of it.
Yeehaw.
Foreign politics.
Yeah, exactly. God damn.
Ruins podcast.
Can we talk about Logan Paul as being just like a phenom professional wrestler? Like, he's a prodigy. Like, there's no one who's came out like
this. He's a great athlete.
He's a really goddamn good athlete.
He's a great athlete, but he's also
like, his entire career has been about capturing attention. So, yeah, you add that to great athlete. It's perfect for this sport.
And Giorgio, because Logan Paul's background was in wrestling originally. Do you tell this to any of your wrestlers? Of like, hey, dude, did they ask, like, coach, what do I do after this?
And you say theater.
Yeah. You definitely shouldn't say that.
Well, it is theater. So.
You gotta do both.
Well, that. Yes, correct. Yeah.
I basically coach Last Chance U. This is for guys who started in high school or like just didn't get enough of it and just want to keep grinding out a little bit. It's like, yeah, this is probably the last place.
But do they have any aspirations to be like, hey, dude, can I be in the WWE? Why not? Isn't that what Gable Stevenson's doing?
He's signed, but he's still competing internationally. I mean, these guys are more like, Ring of Power style guys, you know, or like a B promotion, C promotion.
Yeah, you want to fight at what like Andrew Craig was calling on Sunday, going head to head against.
That was great. We had a little regional MMA event with a
bunch of. We don't have to talk about it, but he invited all of us, and I'm like, dude, there's football on.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah, your regional fucking slap fighting contest doesn't really compete with the most watched two sporting events other than the Super Bowl a year.
If there's my favorite sporting events I've ever been to was a regional Mid-Missouri MMA match.
Yeah.
And the fight was pretty good.
You're going to see dudes just get starched.
Yeah, the fighting was pretty good. And it was at, Giorgio, it was at the Blue Note. Like, it wasn't in some fucking garage. Like, it was at a concert venue, a good concert venue in Columbia. But, man, if you ever want to just people watch or hang out with a crowd,
oftentimes, I used to go to Tough Man competitions back in the day. Before UFC was a thing. Well, I guess it was a thing, but not like it is now. And the fights in the crowd are sometimes better than the fights in the octagon.
Oh, yeah.
You know I've been going to these underground tough mans now where we just stand in a circle and kick each other in the balls.
That's a fight club.
That, dude, that's not like a indie wrestling promotion. Those are always fun.
Yeah. They had a lot in L.A.
At like a VFW.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they had a lot in Los Angeles. Those little luchador fights too.
Oh, they were great.
That was and then the
midge wrestling that they keep trying to get us to go to. Who? Which one of our fans kept sending us midge wrestling tickets?
Oh God, or I forget, like, dude. I forget, and he was just like, "Oh man, it's going down at San Antonio."
Yeah, like, hey, just,
no, I'm not going to that.
I'm not driving to that.
No, definitely not driving to that. Love you, but maybe if I was a kid,
if you come pick me up, if you come pick me up, and then you feed me booze all night and wear me in a baby Bjorn, so I don't even have to stand up, I'll do it.
Wig you up?
You're gonna fucking
wig me up, Daddy?
Yeah, you're gonna get wigged up by Daddy. Go out to the fights. Speaking of people who need a wig, let's get to the LeBron story. So I watched this game on Saturday night, Lakers versus Celtics. It was actually a very, very good game. LeBron did get fucking hammered on that last
play.
Like
that was the most obvious foul of all time.
The dude who gets like every call, somehow that gets missed.
Yeah, it was bizarre. Crazy to me. It was, I think the score was tied at 106 at the time.
Changing the guard.
And there was no time left on the clock. It was like, it was fractions of seconds.
0.3. Yeah.
So they, I don't think they had full timeout, so they couldn't advance the ball all the way down the court. It was an impossible situation to come back from. All he had to do was make one out of two free throws, and they win the game. And he gets hacked big time. They don't call it. And he flips the fuck out. Loses his mind. Like, wallows around on the court on his hands and knees like a fucking child throwing a tantrum. And at that, like, there's been a lot of moments for him over the years. One of them getting, giving himself the nickname Chosen One, and then getting that tattooed on his body that tells you where.
He also named himself King James.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, all right, dude, that's cool. But
that shit he did when he was like 18.
Yeah, fair enough. Now he's 38, and he's still doing it, and that's why he will never, no matter, you could break every fucking record that ever exists, you will never be Jordan or Kobe, because what they would have done in that situation is look at the ref and be like, all right, cool. And they would have taken over the game in overtime and made sure their team won that game just to make a fucking point.
Yeah, but what's sadder is he doesn't matter anymore. The Lakers aren't making the playoffs.
No, they're bad. What's really like hurts LeBron too is like I wouldn't actually even care if he constantly like yelled or bitched at the refs if his face didn't look so clownishly sad. Like it really is like the expressions are like
it's like an oil painting.
Oh my God. Like at least just get in there, be like a MLB manager or something, right? Like get in their fucking face and be a fucking dick.
Or just be Patrick Beverly, get the cameraman's camera, show the referee, and then get teed up and
that's great.
Now, that but, was like, hilarious,
he
by the way.
Really, like, he just does. Like, he's just, like, it's a giant frown. It's like someone grabs his fucking face and yanks it down, and he's like...
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, I want to ask you this question, because this bleeds over into tonight's game. They're playing the Nets this morning, or on the drive over here. He is sitting out tonight, magically, along with AD for load management. Is that part of this? They should be fine for that, right? He says he's got a sore knee. He sure did when he scored 41 on Saturday night. But with that, I mean, what the fuck do you do about this shit? Because
I think that the visiting team has to refund the tickets.
To the fans?
Yep.
Yeah, because
like 100% of the entire, like maybe not season ticket holders, but anybody that purchased a ticket should get their money refunded by the visitors.
They're playing the Nets tonight. LeBron is going to break the record. He's only 119 points away.
I hope that doesn't happen.
It would take a plane crash at this point.
Well, maybe a helicopter crash.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Maybe I spoke too soon.
The NBA regular season sucks ass. It's just bad, and it's been bad for decades. Like, it's not, these games are meaningless.
So what do we do here? Because I thought about this over the weekend as well, right? I think there's too many games in the NBA. I think NFL is getting real goddamn close to having too many games.
This has been the amount of games in the NBA for 50 years.
It has.
And it wasn't too much for Jordan or Tim Duncan or Kobe Bryant or any of these fucking superstars.
Not for the load management, but for like it being interesting.
They're not going to shorten the games because that's a loss.
It was too much for Dennis Rodman. Let's be honest.
And personally, I don't think there's enough games in baseball.
Yeah,
I think you got to double the.
I mean, the baseball. Amount. Holy!
It should just be year round. It should be every.
If you wanted, you could get creative in the NBA. If you don't want to reduce games, because I've had this idea for baseball before. If you really wanted to like make people more interested in the day-to-day outcomes, is instead of doing it by just straight up wins and losses, you do it by series wins and losses, right?
Okay.
So every three game series, you have to win that series to get a win.
Oh, I like that.
You have to win two out of three.
Yeah.
Right? So if you want to keep the NBA games the same, or to make it an even three, up to 90, right? Then what you do is those teams play each other three times.
Okay.
And they have to win a series to get a win.
I like
or
that.
Or just less teams make the playoffs.
That, too, would like be...
Half the league shouldn't make the playoffs.
Hugely helpful, which is why baseball perseveres to an extent, despite its season being so long, is because there's fewer teams
it's
making
so
it.
So few teams that make it.
Yeah.
Now, that's changing, which I'm again. They cannot expand it anymore.
No.
It is at its peak. It's probably
and
too much.
When they're talking about like adding teams in the NBA, I'm like, why, man?
There's not enough.
Talent's already spread out too thin as is.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
And God knows the NFL can't add any teams. They don't have enough quarterbacks for like eight.
It was always like a big thing when I was at Golf Channel, NBC Sports. It was just like grow the game, but like every sport, I think we should shrink the game.
I
like
do too.
Make the talent be every. Like, let's just have less teams so we can have more.
You don't need less
teams.
You need multiple. You need feeder leagues, right? Baseball also has. So there's 750 people in Major League Baseball at any given time, and I think there's 4,000 people playing.
Yeah,
professional
but
baseball.
There's certain cities I don't think should have franchises.
Which that, ones?
Plenty of cities.
Jacksonville?
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Orlando. Probably.
Orlando shouldn't have a team.
What, the Magic?
Sacramento.
The Magic don't
Sacramento
deserve to be a team.
No. Send the Magic anywhere else.
Yeah, Sacramento.
But there's
Thunder, Oklahoma City.
There's a market for
Charlotte.
The Charlotte. Game, though. Like,
keep Charlotte.
Minor league baseball sucks. Sells out on a regular basis. Like, if you're in a city that's done well, like Round Rock Express, for example, which are owned by, I think it's owned by Nolan Ryan.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
But they sell out every fucking game, and it's bullshit baseball, man. I mean, it's just, you could see the same level. Like, some of these minor league games, the ones that I grew up watching in Greenville for the Greenville Braves, right? I could have watched that same level of talent at fucking high school, to be honest.
But, like,
right.
The Angels shouldn't exist.
Yeah, Anaheim? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you've already got the Dodgers.
You have
there.
The Dodgers. Yeah. Nobody cares about the Angels.
Yeah, get them the fuck out of Orange County.
Yeah, but exactly. The Angels' problem is not the level of talent. They've got
the literal two best players.
Yeah, they have the two best players in baseball.
Well, yeah.
It's just the market sucks. So how do you deal with that?
I'm saying get rid of these terrible market teams.
Yeah.
Or move them somewhere else.
Yeah, but
there's
not enough teams for the amount of baseball players there are. Baseball does not have that problem. As a matter of fact, they're growing. They if anybody could justify expanding teams, it would be baseball. They just don't have the markets to do it.
Any team in St. Louis, get rid of.
You'd have to go Mexico City and more Canadian teams. Probably.
Or basically you'd have to cut into like Braves country. You'd have to put a team in like Nashville or Charlotte.
Or Alabama or some shit. Yeah,
maybe. Stop adding teams.
Breaking news, by the way. Brock Purdy suffered a torn UCL.
Oh, it's torn. Fuck, man.
6 months he's going to be out. This is definitely going to push a Rodgers, Brady, Sitch to San Francisco.
Do you bring him back, though?
Yes. I bring him back. Here's the thing. Here's why.
QB of the future?
Yes. And he's 23 years old. Why not sit behind one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, learn, and then you're a starter by 25?
Yeah, and come back... Don't rush the comeback.
Yes. Don't rush the surgery,
just
all of it.
Take a rental. Because
you're the guy. You're going to be the guy for the future. Sit behind one of the best of all time. Win a couple Super Bowls. Learn how to win. I think.
And I'm sure like Rodgers or Brady would really want to mentor.
Even if they don't, he could just be there. And
I think Rodgers would if he had a chance to win Super Bowls.
I do too. Yeah.
Also, how much
with
did
no
Brett
threat.
Favre mentor Aaron
Zero.
Rodgers?
And it's funny,
they didn't even
though.
Talk to each other.
It's funny, though, because he's just going to repeat the past.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a different
switch. You repeat the cycle of abuse.
This is
a different
This is a different Aaron Rodgers now. I think it's more likely that he takes him to fucking Peru and does ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Fucks him up for a couple of years.
I don't want
I mean?
That either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who's San Francisco going to trade?
What do you mean?
To so get Aaron Rodgers? Like you're not there's not going to be a cut. That's not happening.
Right.
Too
they would have
cap
to trade
space.
For Aaron Rodgers, but they could sign Brady.
Yes, Correct, so over the weekend, I don't know if you heard, the Packers said they want to get rid of Aaron Rodgers because of financially it's dragging down their franchise, which I said this a million times
you
on
make
the show.
Money work.
They want to start
Packers
a rebuild.
Fans were pissed.
They want to start a rebuild.
I agree.
And as well they should. They should have traded him this year. They shouldn't have signed that long-term deal with him in the fucking first place.
So I think they'll take two first and then just take that contract.
I wouldn't trade two first for him.
Yeah, how many years are you getting out of Rodgers?
Maybe one,
a year,
maybe two. One for sure, maybe two.
If it's the 49ers, though, I think you do it.
I you got to send Trey Lance in exchange for one of those picks or something.
You can cut Trey Lance. Who cares?
Yeah, you can. You just saying, like, you. I wouldn't give him two first rounds for that. Fuck that.
Yeah, too unstable.
But
yeah.
With this breaking news, I think that forces the issue now.
Yeah, they got to do something for sure. Even if it's bringing back Garoppolo, which that would be a mistake too. I think Garoppolo's going to fucking New England.
I'll let him go. If you can get Rodgers or Brady, go ahead.
Let Jimmy go. Keep Purdy on the back burner.
Yep. Purdy had flashes of talent.
Let me ask you this. If Brady went to San Francisco and Shanahan made it to the Super Bowl with him and still found a way to fuck it up, would that make it up to you at all?
Yes. As I hate Shanahan. All of it. Watching him lose. Now, I didn't want to see him lose like that, but I wanted to see it like a bad clock management or not running the ball in the fourth quarter to the Eagles. I wanted it bad, but I also wanted the Super Bowl too. Mm-hmm. I wanted him to lose in the Super Bowl to Mahomes, so that way he just kept losing Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
Now, what if he ends up back in Atlanta?
Shanahan?
That'll never happen.
Never happen.
You don't think so?
Nope.
No.
Well,
way.
At a certain point, even the most successful coach, like an Andy Reid, right? Philadelphia for 14 years. 14 wonderful years. It still runs thin. Sometimes you need to change, like a change of face, change of scenery. We fired Andy. He obviously has success immediately in Kansas City.
Mm. But he has success because of Mahomes.
No, he had was winning without before Mahomes. Smith.
Yeah.
But as far as getting over the hump, finally winning.
But he drafted Mahomes.
Right. So I don't know that Shanahan's the dude who goes out and drafts people. I don't know that I don't know that he's anything more than an offensive coordinator.
I mean, he's the greatest offensive mind in the game of football.
He is, but do we just put him as an OC?
No.
Should he be the coach?
He should be the head coach.
There's two things the NFL doesn't have 32 of, and it's quarterbacks and coaches.
Yes.
He is one of – he is – even if you don't think he's a good head coach or he's a better OC than a head coach, he's still like a top 10 coach in the league.
Because top five.
Most of these people are fucking morons.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it is the case. We know for a fact that being a good coordinator doesn't mean you're going to be a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the best managers in business have no fucking idea about the subject matter they're managing. They're managing people.
People.
You know, and it matters to be able to manage people. And that's why I think a lot of teams have been going with some of these younger hires over the last, 6-7 years. Because,
it's better than the old way that they would hire. Just a retread or...
You mean Lovie Smith?
Like Jeff Fisher.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
But I still think they're fucking up by hiring new. They're trying something different, which is good. And the data...
It's an overcorrection.
Yeah, the data on that is interesting. I mean, Kellen Moore has been pretty good as the coordinator for the Cowboys. I think he underperforms, but Sean McVay's had success. These young guys are having success. But it's not because they're young. It's because they think differently. Right, they're managing people and not trying to move X's and O's around. That's my opinion.
And I mean, Cliff was way over his head in Arizona.
Yeah,
100%. Where does Cliff end up?
I guess Thailand. Yeah.
Thai prison.
Yeah,
I mean,
an opium den.
He may go to fucking the Cowboys. Jerry Jones signing him to be the OC and having the two best coordinators in football would not surprise me at all. Right, even if he paid him fucking $10 million a year.
Or he goes to Bama as like a offensive analyst.
Yeah. Bama needs an OC.
Yeah. Do they?
How's he on camera?
Yeah, because Bill O'Brien's gone.
Yeah.
Kingsbury. Great. He's good on camera.
Yeah, he's good.
Maybe he goes to the booth.
I mean, he's a beautiful man.
Yeah.
We need more. The last two rounds of the playoffs, especially the last round, taught me that we definitely, here's another thing we can't staff, is the fucking NFL booth.
Holy shit.
His house is so soulless.
There's two pretty good crews and the rest are fucking, it's like, who is this jabroni talking to me right now?
He has terrible taste. He just has his giant, just... window-filled house.
Hang on. Bob and I can tell you this. A house is chosen by the wife, and we just sign off on it.
He's not married, is he?
I think he is.
I think Cliff's a bachelor. He dates around.
Then he had somebody buy it.
Yeah, he's just like, what will women like? Because I remember on draft day, he's just sitting by himself in his house, and it was just...
His girlfriend's name is Veronica Bielik, and she's 20-something years old.
She just gave an update from Thailand.
Really?
Yeah, she's in Thailand with him.
They're not coming back.
Don't know why. Don't know.
Why would you? He's rich.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. And he's still going to be wanted. If he doesn't come back to Thailand to America for 5 years, he'll get hired the next day.
He's only failed
Jesus
up.
Jesus Christ.
He is the most successful, I think, failing upwards.
Oh, boy. Giorgio, if you could see coaching. The picture of his girlfriend.
Oh, football.
He should never come back.
Yeah.
I get it.
Stay on the beach.
Yeah, stay there. No need for this bullshit. Stay there. You're good.
Yeah. He's knockoff Ryan Gosling. Like,
sorry, Cliff. I apologize. Holy yeah,
shit. Do whatever you need to.
Jesus Christ. That was impressive.
Do you think we should send Eli to try to find him? Because they're both in Thailand right now.
Yeah. Send him on a mission.
Well, it's not very big, right?
No, you can probably small. Find him.
Yeah.
It's big enough.
Is it?
Yeah, man. There's like fucking 20 million people there.
Also, every time Eli has to stop.
I'm sorry, there's 71 million people there.
Holy shit.
We're going to see Cliff Kingsbury come back with like a golden cricket shirt. And
I love it.
Hepatitis.
Harem of
probably.
Ladyboys.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun show today, kids. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And please go to iTunes, rate, and review the show a 5-star. It's all the advertisers care about. The advertisers put the fucking show on the air. So please do that and then head on over to Spotify. Just click a 5-star and then walk away. Plenty to discuss for the next 2 weeks heading up to the Super Bowl. Quick reminder, we will be live from Arizona starting next Monday. We'll be there for the entire week and then at the Waste Management tour on Saturday. So if you're getting tickets to that event, we are going to Saturday's day. Who won golf this week? Was it Rory?
Max Homa.
Really?
Max Homa won for the, I believe, fifth time since 2021. So yeah. He's on a little bit of a heater.
Nice.
Starting to find his game. So he's the California kid. Probably going to be one of the favorites at the U.S. Open this year, which is at L.A. Country Club.
Okay.
Which is where he has the course record there.
Great. And then golf show will be back up on Wednesday this week, right? They're Sunday finishes.
It's Pebble. So okay. It'll be a Sunday finish. It's just a weird week at Torrey Pines. But yeah. We'll get back on schedule, try to pick a winner for you guys. I am in desperate need of it, so don't worry.
We all are. It's not just you. I had a terrible weekend as well. And I'm not going to – I won't hide from it. You see the receipts on Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. Sign up if you want to see all of our bets on there. It is free on Facebook, just a private group. Don't report anything. Don't be an asshole. That's the only rules there. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, Papa Giorgio, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.